Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app. Don't forget to also follow me on... Shut up, I hate that song. Facebook, you can follow me. My profile page is Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V to it. And there are a lot of fake accounts now with that because I'm so popular. Mine is the one with more than 8,000 followers. That's the right one. The one that has two or three followers from Nigeria, that ain't me. So if you would, I know a lot of people have been trying to friend me, want to friend me. Everybody wants to be my friend, and I appreciate that. I really do. Unfortunately, I cannot because Facebook says you can only have 5,000 friends, and you can imagine how many more people want to friend me than 5,000. It's quite a large number. I can't accept any friend requests because Facebook will not allow me to do that. The only thing that I can ask you to do is to follow me on Facebook. That way you can, well, follow me and see the Facebook live streams. You can see the reels that I've made, including the one about ice. A lot of people have been responding to that, and it's to the song Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice, of course, and which is actually, I really do like that song, Vanilla Ice, I know, but that's a good song. In any event, so we did a reel for that, and I asked our listeners, is this what you voted for? And we have all sorts of different pictures, and you can go on my Facebook profile page, and you can see that and include your comments with that. You can also see the Facebook live stream of this show and all the others that we do. Facebook leaves it up for about 30 days, and then they take it down because we use up so much of their storage space because we have so many views and so much video that we produce that they take it down after 30 days. But we get thousands, absolutely thousands of views for this stupid little show of mine. I'll never understand why, but I do appreciate it greatly. The only time that I do understand it is when we have an in-studio guest, because that way the camera, which is an old iPad that I have here, by the way, I'm thinking about buying a new one, an iPad mini. Haven't done it yet, though, because it costs money. But when we do have a live in-studio guest, I just turn the camera over about 90 degrees, and you see the guest, and yeah, then it's worth watching. Otherwise, there's really nothing really to see except my career just swirling around the drain. But you'll get to see the Nail City Jeep little ducky here. Thank you, Elvira, from the Nail City Jeep Club in Wheeling. Also, you get to see the Mike flag, the Big Willie Mike flag. You get to see all of our world state-of-the-art, world-class studio. And me, which again, not much to see. All right, so there's that. Congratulations again to Trevor Barnhart from Fallensby, our wastewater expert, wins a pair of tickets to the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. It's a really, really nice place. I think you'll have a really good time there. And let's see, download the River Network app. All right, good. So let's get on with Hancock County School District. I have a number of deep throats up there, as you can well imagine. I was surprised that Riley Watkins was not aware of this. I was a nice guy. Nice guy. God bless him. Good kid. Good guy. Got to study more. Got to do his homework a lot more. But he's young. He's new. And so he'll probably get up to speed pretty soon. I'm a quality human being there. All right, so deep throat, one of my deep throats is sending me this. The Hancock County money mess, it's a shell game, not a calculation error. Hancock County schools isn't just a mess. It's a masterclass on how to bankrupt a county while keeping the public distracted with new turf fields and jobs factory hiring. Everyone is talking about the 143 extra positions, but nobody's telling the real story of how we got here or who is actually going to pay the bill. The 143 math trick, the state funds positions based on a 200-day teacher contract, but Hancock has been handing out 261-day contracts to administrators like Candy. Here's the trick. A 261-day contract counts as 1.3 positions against the state formula, not 1.0. So we aren't just over on people. We're over on extended contracts for the insiders. The real headcount of actual extra bodies is closer to 100 to 110, but the cost burden equals 143 positions, totaling roughly $10 million a year just in extra staff. But there's more. Hancock also pays everyone above the state minimum. Teachers, about $11,000 more per person than the state funds. Service personnel, about $5,000 more per person. Teacher and service personnel salaries follow a schedule based on years of experience, education level, certifications. A 20-year veteran with a master's degree makes more than a first-year teacher with a bachelor's. That's standard everywhere. The problem is Hancock's entire salary structure sits above what the state actually funds. Added up, extra positions plus above-rate salaries equals $14 million a year in overspending. And then the construction shell game. And then there's more, the state's three-year nap. And then the slow squeeze. Who really pays? I'm going to reach out to my deep throat, this particular deep throat, and see if we can put together, we as in she or he, this person that I know, put together a big picture story of the whole Hancock County Schools mess. And I could do a whole show on that, maybe next week, and also have it on Facebook so that everybody can see exactly what the real problems are and what happened. This thing is so big, this thing is so rotten, and yet no one, as far as I can tell, from the state or from Hancock County is looking into any type of any illegal activity here. I don't hear any discussion, not even discussion, of anybody being charged with any crimes. My guess is that there are so many insiders there who are washing each other's backs or watching out for each other that they're not going to bring any charges against anyone and just write it off as, well, it's just one of those things that just happened. We weren't paying attention, and, oh, well, we'll just need more taxpayer money because we have that real estate tax that goes on forever. I think at the end of the day, that's what's going to happen. I don't think anybody is going to be made to pay with criminal charges, and if they're found guilty, then being thrown into prison. But that's the only thing I think that these people, and not just Hancock County Schools, but any school district, that's the only thing they'll really understand. When people start getting arrested, charged, and if found guilty, being thrown in prison, then you get their attention. But until then, no. So I'm thinking out loud here. I'm going to reach out to her or him, my contact, and see if we can put something big together for next, maybe next week or next week and a half, somewhere in there. Also have it on Facebook so that everybody in Hancock County can take a look at all of this and go, oh, this is what he's talking about. This is what happened. And then maybe some pressure can be put on the prosecutors, certainly on the state. Because again, the state was derelict, appears to be a derelict as well, regarding overseeing this thing. The State Department of Education, all this stuff's going on. They're not even using the right accounting formula. They're using Excel, where they should have been using something else, and on and on and on and on. And it's like everybody suddenly is surprised. It's like, oh, well, how did this happen? Well, it's been happening for like 3-4 years, as far as I can tell. And lots of questions about McKinley and Associates, and lots of questions about the apparent conflict of interest with the woman there who's married to the guy with McKinley. And just the questions are, they almost don't stop. I don't pretend to be an expert on any of this. I'm a high school graduate. I'm not bragging. That's just a fact. And I talk into a microphone. And all I can do is shine a light and let people know this is what is happening. And so this is on my to-do list for next week. Want to say goodbye to everybody on Facebook. Facebook has banned Dimitri Grafidis. You can't see it, but you can certainly hear it. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 and hear me on all the radio stations as well. So on Facebook, goodbye. Please share this everywhere. Let me finish here. And let's get ready for Dimitri Grafidis.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go! Dimitri Grafidis, the rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on in the background when you call 740-325-1490. When your call is answered, do not wait to ask your name. Do not call where you're calling from. Do not say what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate federal, state, or local laws. And above all else, do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Demetri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. Demetri Graffiti is ADA compliant. Demetri Graffiti. Demetri Graffiti. Demetri Graffiti.
Hey, we don't be out here. We don't be out here. Stay around to me. I'll be all over. Stay around to me. I'll be all over. I'll be on this battery.
No way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch you.
Rules of engagement, Demetri Graffiti. Do not have your radio on when you call. 740-325-1490. When your call is answered, do not wait to be asked your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate federal, state, or local laws, and above all else, do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Demetri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. Demetri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Demetri Graffiti.
Oh, yeah, the Macho Man Randy Savage. Yeah, I don't need no clothes left on any needle on that, but do not. When you need excitement, snap it to him, baby spice. Oh, yeah, dig it.
A bit of graffiti. Demetri Graffiti.
Look, I got this thing, man. You need to be a little more clear, man. I can't understand a word you say.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Demetri Graffiti. Demetri Graffiti. Demetri Graffiti.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love.